Section 6. Questions to ask your doctor. With early detection and appropriate treatment, VHL has a better prognosis or outcome than many other tumor conditions and cancers. But any diagnosis of serious illness can be frightening. It is natural to have concerns about medical tests, treatments, insurance, and doctor's bills. Patients have many important questions about VHL. Their medical team is the best place to start to look for answers. Most people want to know exactly what kind of lesions they have, how they can be treated, and how successful the treatment is likely to be. It is wise to receive a second or even third opinion. General questions. The following are some general questions that patients may want to ask their physician. Should I change my normal activities? How often are checkups needed? What other health professionals are needed on my medical team to ensure that we have checked for all the probable features of VHL? Who will be the main person responsible for looking after my medical interests and coordinating communication among my specialists? What is meant by the cyst or tumor size is XXCM, e.g., 2 cm? At what point do I need to worry about this cyst or tumor? What symptoms should I watch for? Are there any critical symptoms of which I should be aware? What are the risks or side effects of these treatments? Is there a less invasive treatment to be considered? Is there a research project in which I can participate? Is there a clinical trial that would be appropriate for me? How experienced are you in dealing with VHL? Where can I consult with specialists who are experienced with VHL? VHL clinical care centers are listed at vhl.org/ccc. What can I do to assist doctors in learning more about VHL? If I were your family member, what would you want me to ask you? Questions after diagnosis. What is VHL? How will this diagnosis impact my family? Did I inherit this from my parents? Do any of my family members need to be tested? How might this impact my children or future children? What are my options for family planning, and who should I talk to? Is there anything that I can do to prevent VHL manifestations? What kind of doctors should I work with, and where do I find them? What type of doctor should quarterback my care? Where can I find support resources? Do you offer any financial aid services? How will this impact my ability to get health, life, or long-term care insurance? Questions about treatment. What are my treatment options? If I was your relative, what would you have me do? How long will the treatment take? Will my insurance cover all or a portion of the cost of the treatment? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Is there a financial aid program? Which treatment is most common for my disease or condition? Are there any approved treatments that I have not tried, and if so, why not? Is there a genetic form of my treatment, and is it as effective? What side effects can I expect? What risks and benefits are associated with the treatment? Are there other alternatives to treatments? What would happen if I didn't have any treatment? What would happen if I delay my treatment? Is there anything I should avoid during treatment? What should I do if I have side effects? How will I know if the medication is working? What should I do if I miss a dose of medication? Will my job or lifestyle be affected? If I take this treatment, how do you think it will impact my daily life in the short term and in the long term? Questions about surgery. Why do I need surgery? What surgical procedure are you recommending? Is there more than one way of performing this surgery? Will my insurance cover all or a portion of the cost of the surgery? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Is there a financial aid program? Can the surgery be done laparoscopically? Is robotic surgery an option? Are there alternatives to surgery? What are the benefits and risks of having surgery? What if I don't have this surgery? Where can I get a second opinion? What kind of anesthesia will I need? How long will it take me to recover? What are your qualifications? How much experience do you have performing this surgery? How long will I be in the hospital? Questions about clinical trials. If I take this treatment, does it make me ineligible for any other treatments or programs? Will I still be able to visit my current doctor if I take this treatment? If I cannot see my doctor, will my doctor be given information about my treatment? Will I need to travel anywhere to receive the treatment? And if so, where to, how frequently, and for how long? Is support available for me to pay for this travel? Will I have to pay for the treatment, or will it be covered from another source, such as my healthcare system, insurance plan, or the company making the investigational medicine? What will I be financially responsible to pay? If I have side effects and become hospitalized, who will pay for the treatment?